And you're now watching Colorless Oranges Season 2, Episode 1. Let's go. I forgot I had a microphone and you guys have to be able to hear me over here. To the left of me, I always have a hitter. It's just my TikTok people. Hi, guys. I can't see you. I hope you guys can see me. I'm very excited to be here. How are you guys? I hope you guys can't hear the background noise. I also feel like I've done enough test runs to make sure that this microphone works. I don't know why I'm so nervous. Maybe because I haven't been here in 3 months. Maybe also because I can't see myself. It's stressing me out. I hope you guys are liking this, though. Anyways, I forgot my intro. Let's start again. Welcome back to Colorless Oranges, where I share my experiences to help better yours. I'm your host, Sydney Hyatt, and today we're talking survival. Survival of the fittest has been... If you understood that, shout out to you. If you know, you know. Also, can we just take a moment for our new backdrop? It was kindly made by local people. Somebody that lives right next to me, but sleeps right next to me. My brother. He kindly brought my vision to life. I'm very thankful for him. I wouldn't be able to do this without him instilling so much confidence in me. I kind of lost my confidence. Not gonna lie. Kind of fell off, you know. Had to pick myself back up, but we're here nonetheless. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the fact that a lot of us compare ourselves to other people when we're feeling down, okay, whatever. We usually feel down because we're comparing ourselves. Cool, cool, cool. I can't compare myself to somebody who didn't go through the exact same things that I did. Sure, we might have similarities, but if we didn't go through the exact same things, how can I compare myself to you? You know what I mean? Like, even though we wear the same shoe size, I'm 5'7" and you're 5'4". You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. It's not adding up. Why would I compare myself to you? But anyways, I saw this thing that said your friend was able to like have their brain developed while you were still surviving. And I feel like that is so me. Everybody around me, you know, got to go to college and stuff. And yeah, I had some friends that were like struggling a little bit, but nowhere near to the extent that my family and I have. And, you know, I'm kind of grateful for the struggle, whatever, because it's got me where I am. But it's also like, when does it end? When do you take yourself out of, like, you don't need to be in survival mode 24/7? But I just think that that was a good thing to notice, because you constantly feel like you're comparing yourself to this person. I don't even know if this is recording and it's stressing me out. But anyways, let's just pray to God that it is. You know what I mean? God, please. We are all whole. We are here. The people who need to see this will see this. I'm fully equipped. I am competent. I am good enough. And people want to hear what I have to say. But anyways, you're comparing yourself to that girl or that guy, and you and them are not the same. You know, like, they've had time to develop. And if you're still struggling at this very moment, whether that be to find a job, to eat, to pay your bills, to find a relationship, to, you know, just wake up in the morning. Just, I want to take at least one part off of your plate and say that just because they are somewhere, you don't know where they what happened to them. You don't know if that person had the same issues as you growing up or didn't. And I feel like those are very important things. Like, I can't be upset that so-and-so found their man before me. You know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is. I'm in a point of my life where I was abruptly taken out of my happy place from one moment to the next. And I've been dealing with it for a year and a half. Yeah, because last March is when I moved back in with my mom. And it's just been difficult. Like, every day you're like trying to make sure you're okay. Mentally, physically, like literally every way. I can't think about anything. It's like, I know I need a higher paying job at the moment, and I will go searching for it. I will go apply. I'll do it for like a whole week, and then a catastrophe happens here at home and it takes out the next 3 weeks for me. I can't even think about anything else at the very moment because I'm just thinking about how am I going to solve this and whatever. And every decision that I make is trying to keep this family together. And it's like, I've gotten to my wit's end. I don't know what was in the full moon the other day, but it brought out all of these things that I was just like, oh, like, I don't want to separate my family. But at the end of the day, my brother's going to get older, get a job, get married, live his life. Even though in his mind, he thinks he's going to be like Kevin Durant and be single. And he's just going to love on his family. I'm going to have my children. I'm going to be married. Like, I don't know where in my mind did I think I was going to hold this family together. Like, yes, of course, my dream is to, like, let's all live together. Let's all have this big, humongous house. Like, we can do this. When is anybody going to ever live their lives? I've been sitting here living my life with my family for all this time. But, like, where has that got me? Where am I? I get so annoyed that I be in the same place. I'll get annoyed that my hair is still the same one day that it was the day before. If my hair is curly today and tomorrow is still curly, like, it I need change. I need something new. And you think I really want to sit here for a whole year? Sure, I've had trips. Sure, I've had some things to, like, break the mundane. But it's just not the vibe. And I don't want to, like, hold my family down because I have this dream of us being together. Like, of course I love my family, but, you know, why don't I want to let them go? Like, the whole abandonment thing, I've had to, like, heal that trauma. I think it really worked last year. I think, like, that was the whole point of my year last year, was to, like, heal my trauma with my dad. I'm still working on it with, like, you know, my family and feeling a little bit better. I am trying to recognize my faults and my ways of thinking. I want certain things and I want to do certain things, and if they don't benefit my family, it's fine. There are also people too that can do things. I don't have to hold anybody down. We can be a very happy family on our own. I was happy on my own. I wasn't. I'm not gonna lie to you, I wasn't. I was actually very lonely when I was living alone. I was very lonely. I was like, why am I not happy? And it was because I didn't have myself. Like, I didn't feel like me was another person. I just felt like singular. Whereas now, not that I'm like schizophrenic or anything like that, I just see myself as like another person. Like, I have to take care of Sydney, and that kind of like changed everything for me. Whereas before, it was just like, okay, me and, like, I know all these things and, but now it's like, I want to make myself happy. You know, if that's like going to the movies, going to yoga, going to the park, reading a book, being on FaceTime, laying down in bed, watching my favorite show. Actually, my favorite show right now is Deadwood. I have been watching it for a little while, but it wasn't working because obviously I was like in survival mode, like I keep saying. So I didn't find the time to like just sit and decompress and watch a show. But I could sit and watch TikTok for an hour or however long until that girl comes up on my screen. And it's usually at night too. But now I've kind of made some time to watch my shows, chill out for a bit. Deadwood kind of like opens a lot of things in my mind. It shows me that I'm not the only person that likes words. I ain't look at this thing at all. My TikTok here where I told people that they could ask me questions while I was filming, and I just like went on a whole rampage of things here. Shout out to Frieza. I was really going through it the other day. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't feel like I trusted anybody enough to like tell them what I was going through at the moment. So I wrote it down, which I haven't done in so long. If you know me, then I mean, you probably don't know me. I write a lot. I believe I am in full confidence that one of my natural talents is writing. But anyways, I'll let you be the judge of that. If you don't like my writing, I do, and that's all that matters. I accept myself. Also, let's talk about that in a second, but this is for the next episode. By the way, our episodes are going to be Wednesdays and Thursdays. I believe the color orange is Wednesday. Thursday gives me November vibes. Which also gives me... Is it still recording? Because how many minutes are we on? I don't even know. Oh, I was talking about the dates and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so Wednesday and Thursday, that's when you guys will be getting. And honestly, I'm not going to hold myself so like, this needs to be perfect. This needs to be like this. I need to do it like this. And blah, 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 blah. It will be what it is. And if you enjoy, you enjoy. And if you don't, it's not for you. And I'm not going to try to make myself in a kind of way to please everybody. I was watching, you know what really like sparked this in me? I was watching Theo Von, and the way he talks, first of all, he's not cutting anything. And he's just literally sitting there like, just saying things. And he's taking his time. What is the rush? What is the rush? Why do I feel rushed? Why can't I just sit here for an hour and just talk? Like, why does it have to be so, like, perfect in all of this? Sorry, y'all. It doesn't need to be that way. And I need to chill out and just, like, let things be. But, yeah. So, you can expect videos from me Wednesdays and Thursdays on Colorless Oranges. I'm still trying to contemplate if I want to say this or not. I can't stop. I'm trying to keep this family together. Trying to assure the struggle doesn't separate us. Fighting to get out of survival mode every day. This family has gotten nowhere. We are a fucking vessel. An empty vessel. We are hollow. We have all of nothing. Barely have each other. I'm crashing. I'm burning and hurt. How will we get out? No one is coming to save us. What do we do? How do we beat this race? This system? Where the fuck do we go? How do I tell my brother it gets easier? Why couldn't I just leave it all behind? This world is so fucked up. We're all hurting. We have all lost it. I go through this energy so often and it never pushes me further. I don't ever feel better. It just subsides and then comes bursting out like a fucking flame of hell. And all I can do is cry to put the fire to rest. I'm losing it. Now, is that going to stay in the podcast? I don't know. But the people on my live heard it. It is what it is. I needed to write that down, and it doesn't necessarily need to be exactly how I feel at the moment now anymore, because there was a part in there that I was talking about, you know, how I blame my mom for certain things, and it's really not her responsibility. It's mine. I've put this weight on myself. I've done these things for myself, to myself, that I can't blame anybody else for doing. My mom has the right to live her life, and as do I. And that's kind of the concept that I don't understand, or I didn't understand. And that's why I don't really feel so hurt by other people's actions, because it's really just them living their lives. Just like me living my life shouldn't hurt anybody. I'm allowed to say no, go places that I want and not invite people, or do whatever I want. It's fine. Of course, I take a lot of people's feelings into consideration. I won't be rude or disrespectful, but I also feel like it's time for me to just be. And I think that as a community, we are all suffering through something. I don't say it in a bad way, like, oh, like nobody's like having a good time or living their lives, but there comes a point in time where it's like, when as we all like just feel like good and just like calm and like okay. I know that we get spurts of things, but I don't necessarily see anybody just like okay. And I think that that's like where people get to at a certain age, and they're like, whoa, you're like, wait, I'm how old again, and this is happening to me now, and like what exactly is this and that. I don't know, like now at this, the year that, at the age that I'm at now, the only reason I feel comfortable in it is because coming up, like the 365 days coming up to it, I kind of had said my age a couple times and I kind of started feeling it. I know I joke around a lot and I still say I'm like 21, but I truly feel 24. But then a part of me feels like a little bit older. But yeah, it I feel like everybody's struggling, whether that's finding a job, whether that's trying to mend a relationship with a family member, whether that's arguments with yourself. Like the Holy Trinity is nowhere to be found. You know, I don't really know where the peace lies. I don't know if it looks like me having a gazillion dollars. I don't know if that's me trying to fix everybody else's problems while I run away from my own. I don't know these things. And that's what I'm searching for. I'm just trying to find what it is that I want to do and where it is that I want to sit and just stay still. You know, like I find this podcast to be the home of my thoughts. I want to keep it that way. I want to not put so much pressure on myself and my content creation abilities to force myself to feel like, well, why am I not making it? Why don't I have any paid brand deals and stuff like that? And just like be comfortable with this being like a side project thing for me and get back to wanting to do like a career or something. Because I am graduating again from college with a whole different degree. And it's like, what are you going to use that for? Where are we going? It's like time to make some kind of decision or just step somewhere. I kind of had this idea that it would like fall on me some way, somehow. Like it would just like make sense for me, that I wouldn't have to seek it out, that it would just find me. And that kind of idea has never proven itself to me, even though I try so hard to make it seem like that's true. It's really not. Everything that I have got, everywhere that I have gone, all my possessions, all the experiences, everything, I've sought out for them. They didn't just find me. None of this, like that whole I don't chase, I attract kind of thing, I get it. But there's a certain line, you know, like I wasn't just sitting in my house one day and I got my truck. Like that didn't happen. Like I said, I wanted this. I went looking for it and then I got it. Now, the mysterious part to it is like, oh, well, when I went to go trade in my truck, I got into an accident with this guy. He ended up giving me $1,000 to fix the car. And that $1,000, I added it on to my deposit to get my other truck. I wasn't counting on that money. I counted on the money that I already had in my pocket to give the next day. I got my truck the 22nd, and on the 21st is when I got into that accident. I had the money, but this was extra money added on to the truck, which I was very thankful for. But like, you know, I wasn't sitting at home and the car came to me. That didn't happen. I wasn't sitting at home and I got my apartment. That didn't happen either. I was looking every single day, every single minute of the day. I was like, I need to find an apartment. Like, I need this. I need to get out of my mom's house. Like, I was only at my mom's house for literally 2 weeks. And then I found an apartment. I don't know where this idea of something was just going to come to me. I kind of was just expecting like an idea to hit my head. Like, oh, this is what you want to do. This is where you want to go. It never happened. And it isn't happening. And it's like, let's go. Like, you've had your time to sit, dilly-dally, do whatever you want. Let's go. I don't want to keep waiting, if that makes any sense. Like, I want to go where I need to be. And even if I need to be wherever I am. It's not like that's also a big problem with me. I think I got to be at specific places, specific things, la, la, la. Sometimes I think certain things are a mistake. Nothing is a mistake. Okay? You're supposed to be there. Period. Whether that's to push you to where you need to be or however, it's still something. It's better than nothing. I can't sit in indecision anymore. I can't sit in the comfortability of like, someday this will get better. It will get better once you start trying to do something about it. Somebody asked me, what's my philosophy in life? That's a great question. Live, laugh, love with what you got. Somebody asked me last night, actually, who am I afraid of becoming? And it was then when I realized I don't want to be the person who's just sitting and waiting. I don't want to be the person who lets time go by and regrets anything. I don't really have any regrets at this age. I don't, you know, see anything as not what was supposed to happen at the time, but I don't want to hold on to this idea that there is someone coming to save me. I am terrified that can actually be what has held me back, you know? Kind of this idea that something was going to come. One of my videos were going to go viral, or I was finally going to be somewhere that I needed to be at the time, or whatever, however that looks. I don't know. It was nice to see on his YouTube channel, Theo Vaughn's, that he had videos from 7 years prior that obviously don't carry the same amount of views that he has now. It was just very touching because I feel that in the society that we have right now, we kind of see things happen like overnight for people. And then it's like from one day to the next, you don't know this person, but all of a sudden now they're like your entire For You page and stuff. It's slow growth, but it's like, I understand why it needs to take its time. The problem for me is accepting it. I don't accept things easily. I don't know. There's a part of me that kind of, I have the ability to make things happen very quickly for myself. When I say I want something, I will get it very quickly. And so like this whole social media thing that I've kind of put like a lot of time and effort has taken a lot out of me. It has shown me patience. Now, you know, before I was at a 200 view, like I was stuck on 200, like for a while. And it like really took out any kind of wanting to be consistent on any platform. Because I don't know. You put in so much time and effort and thought into something just for 200 views. And I know, I actually seen a video that it was like a girl. She was showing what a stadium looks like with 200 people and stuff. I understand her like whole idea. I want her to understand too, though, that I know majority of them are bots. There's no way that I can post something and get 100 views in 2 seconds. That's not possible. Stop lying. The likes to views ratio does not make any sense. I posted something, I get 200 views and I'm only getting 10 likes. That don't make no sense. You mean 190 people just saw it and left? That doesn't like wrap up in my head. You know what I mean? But anyways, now I'm at a like 400 to 1,000 view kind of thing. I feel that it's nice to see it happening, you know, little by little. I can appreciate it more and stuff, but I'm also learning myself and doing the things that aren't so time constraining. So like I can just say what I want to say and I don't have to make it this long thing, you know. You guys are the home of my thoughts. My TikTok can just be a quick snippet of that and that's it. I am starting to understand what kind of content to put where I don't feel like I just did all this work and I'm only getting this little bit of recognition or appreciation from it. I am kind of walking away from the idea, like, you know, that this is where I need to be speaking. I enjoy it. It is part of who I am to just talk and say how I feel about things. But it doesn't need to be everything about me, you know? And I can find my footing in another field. I'm, you know, thankful for the community that I have made, especially on TikTok. I feel like Instagram is just people that I've known all my life, but TikTok is really somewhere that I started from nothing. And I'm now at, I think, 1,200 followers. Consistently talk to about like 10 of them, which is very nice. These are 10 new people that I didn't know before. And I love having community and having debates and talking about things. I love that so much. You guys will see in my next episode, it is going to be about Drake and Kendrick. And I'm going to do it with a special guest. Also, wait a minute. I have a really big announcement for y'all. We have merch coming. Make some noise. I know the editing is going crazy right now, but like seriously, we are going to have merch. If you can guess who the guest will be, if you can guess who the guest will be, you will receive a free product. I'm not going to tell you what the product is either. And you have until I post the video that comes the day after. Actually, I think tomorrow is when I will be filming the video for Thursday. Today's Monday, by the way. So when you're seeing this, it will be Wednesday. You have until the next video drops because obviously you'll know who the person is. I've been filming for 30 minutes, another 30 minutes, and then I've completed my hour, which is exactly what I wanted to do. Let's see if I need to do any touch-ups. But yeah, so we got merch coming out. We got another video coming out. Guess who's going to be on it? if you guess correctly, you'll get a product. And yeah, the merchandise will be made to buy very soon. I don't want to tell you exactly when, because then I'm going to hear the whole like yappa, yappa, yappa. You guys will know very soon, but it is closer than you think. Surviving kind of, I don't want to say that it's been, I mean, I'm a very resourceful person. So although things might be happening to me or happening for me, whatever you want to say, I will still find my way to find some kind of happiness, you know? Like, it is what it is, you know? If I'm going through this, whatever, but it's like I still have to find some kind of happiness in it. And I guess that's why it doesn't seem like I'm ever going through things. I do. And it doesn't make me happy. I was actually talking about that on my TikTok. It doesn't make me happy that you can also sit there and say you're going through something. I don't like the idea of like, oh wow, you too, like wow, that makes me feel so seen. Like what does that mean? What do you mean you feel seen because you and I are going through the same problems? God forbid I'm in a situation where I think I'm overweight and you feel you're overweight. Oh wow, like yeah, me too. Now we're two overweight people in one boat. What sense does that make? Let's find a solution. I understand sitting in your problems and understanding what you're going through and feeling your feelings, yada, yada, yada. I get that. But it's also like, hello? I don't tell you this so that you could feel better about your situation. Like, I'm not telling you, like, what I'm going through so that you can feel okay. I'm telling you this so that we can move on and find our solutions. I'm sure you don't want to sit in here forever. And neither do I. So, what are we doing? And I don't want to be rude about it, you know? Sure, it's nice to know that, like, it's not nice to know, actually. It's really not. I don't want to know that my favorite influencer is going through it. I mean, yes, I do. Not in that way. I'm just, hold on. Let me try to collect my thoughts and see what I'm trying to say. Because, like, I'm thinking about my favorite influencer. And she'd be talking about her struggles and stuff. And I'd just be like, damn, like, sending you lots of love and prayers and stuff like that. Like, it's cool to talk about it. But it's, like, not a thing for us to, like, sit and, like, dwell on. You know, like, let's talk about it. And if we need to talk about it 10 times, sure. But, like, the 11th time, let's go. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it has to be 10 times only, but I don't know. It doesn't make me feel good that you and I are going through the same thing. Simple. I've never heard somebody say, like, oh, this is happening to me. The same thing was happening to me. And I just felt like, no. I feel alone very often. And I'd rather feel alone than feel lonely. Lonely is like you don't even have yourself, which is where I was at one point in my life. I kind of didn't see myself as another like a reason, you know? Now that I do, it's kind of like I'm doing this for me. And you should do it for you. And if we're going through the same problems, if I can help you, sure. You know, that's really like my biggest thing. A lot of people are always like, oh, but why didn't you tell me you were going through this? Because I knew you wasn't going to help me. You just want to know stuff. I don't want to curse too much on my channel here, but you just want to know stuff. Like, you just want to know what I'm going through. And it's like, if you're not helping me, what I got to tell you for? Who are you? You're not me. And if I can't figure it out and I know somebody that can figure it out, best believe that person's going to hear about it. The engine blew out of my car. I don't know how to fix it. I'm calling my dad. Hello? Yeah, help me. I'm not calling my mom. All my mom is going to do is tell me to call my dad because that's not her field of expertise. That's not where her intelligence is. I'm not going to sit and call my best friend like, oh, listen, my engine blew out. Like, no, no, she's not going to help me. Now, let's say I need money. I'm calling somebody else that I know they got the money for it. I'm not sitting here and we're not going to discuss what I'm going. Like, we're not doing that. I need a solution. I need to fix it. I don't want an I feel you. I will fix it. That's what I look for. The person asking could possibly point you in the right direction. Direction for what? That's the problem too, is that I feel like I got too many perspectives in my head. So if it's something that's not even like material, I have got a lot of perspective. I don't know. I'm sorry. Let's talk about this specific example, grief. No one that I know personally has ever gone through this specific type of grief that I went through. Sure, yes, I spoke about it, but the only person that I spoke of... Oh. My phone wasn't charging this whole time. That is so sad, actually. It's fine. We'll live without him. My computer is kind of unplugged, and I kind of just would like it to be just me and you. The only person that I felt okay enough to talk to about it kind of had it much worse than I did. It made me feel a little bit better, but in the end, it never did anything for me. Talking to that person that, you know, had it a little bit worse than me, and then other people who never had it at all. I don't think that even if I were to talk to somebody that had it similarly to how I did, I don't think that that would have done... I'm sorry. I don't think that would have done much for me at the time, or even now, because even now I'm like still choking up about it. Feeling that somebody else feels what I feel doesn't do anything for me. And that's really just the point that I'm trying to say. Like, I don't share my things because I don't want people talking about it or stuff like that. It's just, I don't feel, number one, that you're going to help me in any way. And number two, what business is it to you? You're not going to help me fix myself, so you don't need to know. That's just how I feel. If I had found somebody at that time that was going through a very similar situation to mine, there's still nothing that person could have done for me, because I was still very sad. You know, you don't even know the person. It's okay to kind of talk to somebody else about what you're going through that knows a little bit about it and has had some kind of experience, you know, with that person. But it's a whole other like thing. And it's like, I feel like we need to start appreciating our individuality and our uniqueness more than this whole like community thing. Yes, we need community. We need villages. We need people to stand together. But can we stand together as ourselves? Not as just yes men, not as just one sound of the same thing. I don't think people understand how like tiresome it is to hear the same thing from the same people. Like, it's enough. Like, I've heard it enough. It's enough slices. I think that we can all be together as ourselves. We can like the same things. You know, I don't not have to be your friend because you don't like Little Yachty. I don't want to only be your friend because you like Little Yachty and you have everything else the same as mine. We need to evolve as people. We need to grow. There's people still doing the same things they was doing 5, 6, 7 years ago. To be even in the same place you was last year is insane. We were put on this earth to be together, to help one another, to love on one another. I truly believe that in the deepest parts of who I am, to my core, that is who I am. But let's help each other in our own voices. I encourage you to find your own voice, to speak in your own thoughts, to understand what it is that you are consuming and who it is that you are becoming, and look inward to see how you can evolve. I feel like if we don't start doing things now, we're gonna fall back into a cycle. I feel that is gonna push us where we were thousands of years ago. I think that it's time to forget what anybody thinks of you. Stop trying to assimilate who you are for other people and just be yourself. You know, I think about to this day, like, was it really necessary for me to get implants? Couldn't I have just stood as who I was? Couldn't I not have just accepted who I was and moved in the world the way that I was before? And I'm talking about my teeth. I don't have any physical, body enhancements or anything like that. You know, it's still something that it's like, okay, I mean, if I wanted to, I could take them off and just go back to living how I was. But it's like, I'm here already. I kind of assimilated in that moment. I kind of changed who I was to kind of fit the status quo. And all I've ever been doing now in my 20s is trying to figure out how to get back to that little girl that had that whole differentness to her. Speaking your own voice. Even if it is going at a different flow than everyone else in your life and in your family, it is fine to speak your truth. But also listen to others. Listen to what their opinions are. It doesn't have to be end all be all what they say. You know, you have the last say. There's a lot of people that I respect, and sometimes what they say to me is like, wow, like that's it. Like, you know, I don't have to even do any more research or anything. And then there comes a certain time where you're just like, wait a minute, no, actually, you're wrong. This is how this and this and this is, and that's it. Like, this is my opinion. This is how I feel. That's it. Doesn't have to be a war, or we don't have to fight or anything like that. It is what it is. I believe this, you believe that, that's it. It's okay to be who you want to be. I think it's so crazy that we really come from like these precious beings with our own thoughts, our own things, whatever. And then we just become these people who just do what everyone else is doing and follow these like things. And okay, it's good to do them if at that point in time you are learning how to be yourself and using these things to like empower you or to move you forward or whatever. But I think it's very important to find where your home is, where you are. Like, if I were left to my own vices, I would be on the beach. I would be in the water. Okay? That is who I am to my core. Bodies of water. That is where I feel the happiest. If I could have my entire family there, that would be amazing. And if I can't, I will still be there. Okay? That's just who I am. That's where I am. With some music, actually, but like far away in the distance, you know, kind of that like I hear it a little bit and like the wind, you know, and just yapping. So anybody who will listen. You know, too, that is also another topic. I kind of allow people to think certain things and whatever, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm not here to like dismantle your ideas. At the end of the day, you think what you want to think about whatever you want to think. It got nothing to do with me because I have my own ideas, period. I constantly was getting told about like this specific situation. I want people to understand that, yes, there's like, you know, these reasons that you see and that you've put logically into your brain of why that person might have done that, why that person took their chance and took their time to separate themselves from you and walk to a different person, you know, where they feel a little bit more comfortable. I kind of urge people to think about why. It's not only whatever you think, you know, that there's more things as to why that person walked to that other person. The kind of person that if I don't feel appreciated or if I don't feel understood or if I don't feel heard or like you are interested in me, I will not talk to you. I feel that I don't need to kind of harm myself and my confidence that like, you know, you don't care about what I'm saying to you. I don't need to beg for anybody's attention. There are people in this world who do pay attention to me and who do listen to what I have to say and who do care about me and care about what I have to say. I will go there. Okay. If you don't want to hear me, you don't have to. And I feel that some people have it in their minds that, you know, they kind of think that they have given that, when in all actuality, you have not. And we both know that. I really cannot wait until the day that I have a studio where I don't have to hear other people's conversation in the middle of me filming. I just wanted to clear that up. I feel that, you know, take a little second inward and realize, are your relationships balanced enough? I'm not talking about 50-50. I'm just talking about balanced. Are you there for your friend as much as that friend is there for you? In whatever ways that you guys are there for one another. That is important. I'm starting to realize a lot of that is happening in my now life where people think that, you know, I'll go somewhere where I feel more comfortable and stuff like that. It's not only about the comfortability at all times. There is a part of me that feels a little bit more appreciated and understood elsewhere. And if that is the case, and I've already told you that, and you kind of like need to work on that. Make sure that your relationships are being balanced and useful and are in good shape. It's kind of sad sometimes that we force things. Some people aren't meant to stay with you forever. They're meant to show you what not evolving looks like. Those aren't the exact words, but that's basically what I got from it. That like, this person will be there to always show you what it's like to not move forward in life. And that's like crazy. I kind of see like this thing in my head right now where there's like a person here and they have like three lines, and part of them is up here, let's say financially. This other part of them is their family and you know, they're like people in their life, and you know, it's here, so the money's here, they're here, and then their beliefs and their ideas and where they're going in life and stuff like that is like right here, you know. Did you actually evolve? Have you become a new person? And if you're happy staying where you are, then by all means. I'm not trying to force people into anything. I don't shame anybody for any of their beliefs. If that's truly what you believe, live your life. My only problems with people are like hypocrites, liars, deceitful people, conniving people. Like, I have a problem with those type of people. I don't have issues with people who know themselves, who assert themselves, who know exactly what, even if it's the complete opposite of me. I respect people for making their own decisions. I respect people for solidifying themselves in wherever they want to be. I ain't got no problems with that. Just don't come and tell me you are this kind, giving person. You know, do the complete opposite when the time presents itself. I don't like that. That's where my mouth will start talking. Actually, recently, I was on the phone. Can we talk about Easy Pass? Like, I'm sure us as a community are sick and tired and are ready to do things to the Easy Pass company. I don't understand why I have to pay for it every day. You're not using the billions of dollars to repair any bridges or fix anything. And if you are, the cost of it is not even a third. It's not even an eighth. It's nowhere near how much you're making. So it's like, can we just like stop? Can we just cut the program? Can we just stop it? I'm so sick of paying for unnecessary things. I really am. But anyways, I was on the phone. They're like, yeah, this is in collections, whatever, whatever. Girl, I don't give a damn about no Easy Pass. You're going to have to come find me. No, I'm just kidding. Whatever. She's like yelling at me on the phone. I called because I'm like trying to make a payment or whatever. And I'm like explaining to her that I don't know what's the payment ID or whatever. And she's like, well, this needs an agreement and yada, yada, yada. She's yelling at me on the phone as if she was my mom and I had called her 1,000 times and bothered her. This is my first time talking to this lady on the phone. She didn't even ask me who I was or anything. And I was very confused as to like, how do you know anything about me? You don't even know my name or nothing. And I was like, do you know the customer that you're talking to? Because maybe she thought I was the same person that she put on hold. Like, I don't know. So yeah, I have your information pulled up here with your phone number. I can see a lot of things. And I was like, okay. She starts like going off. And I was like, listen, you're yelling at me as if I know anything. And I just like kind of put her in her place and let her know like she was wild. And after I did, she calmed down. What are you yelling at me for? This is not my fault. I don't even know what I'm like. I'm not a criminal. I just don't believe in paying Easy Pass. Okay. I don't. I really don't. If there's an expense that I could have vanished away from me, like be gone, that I will never have to think about it, gas and Easy Pass. They are so, so unrealistic. Like, what do you mean? I can go to this gas station, pay $60, but I can go to this gas station and pay $120. How does, what? What? And $13 to go over a bridge that you didn't even make, that's been made for the last God knows how many years? You're making yourself rich for what? Where is the money going? Where is my benefits of giving you the money? Also, why am I being taxed on every single thing that I blink my eyes on? What is actually happening? Like, what is actually the vibe? And also, what is going on with men? I know a lot of people love to hear my takes on men and stuff like that. The only thing I want to say is just like, stop being weird. Just stop being weird. Just be yourself. Find your voice. Be yourself. Talk to me how you want to. Don't be weird and say things that are weird. People will say things that they think that you want to hear. I don't want to hear that. What? Where did you get that from? Oh, you probably la la la. You probably guessed wrong. You assumed wrong. You made an ass out of you and me now. Because what? How did I give you the impression that I wanted to hear you say something crazy like that? Maybe get to know me a little bit more. Also, I don't know if it's just me attracting these fucking crazy people. I don't know. I also don't know how my hair looks. I hope it looks good, y'all. Oh my god, and if it doesn't, oh well, it is what it is. I didn't sit here for an hour talking about my, you see, how do I, like, how does that happen to my voice? I will start talking and mid-sentence, I'm breaking. It is what it is. My appearance, I'm very confident, okay? I know I'm beautiful. God made me beautiful for a reason. And I'm beautiful within and out. Oh, man. Season 2, episode 1. It's giving a little bit of love. It's giving a little bit of consistency is on the horizon for me, because I need to fight it. I'm just very happy to be back. I was very in my head about how perfect I wanted this to be for you guys and how I wanted everything to look a certain kind of way and feel a certain kind of way. But in the end, you guys just want to hear what I have to say, and I want to just give you what I have to say and like let that be it, you know? And even if you don't hear it, I want to be able to show up. And that's all that matters, in my opinion, in my book. It's not like, oh, A for effort. It's not about the effort. It's about the consistency, because I can do this often. I just get in my head too much about it. And I'm trying to find my footing. I'm also finding my voice. And I think that today's a great example of that. I love, like, when I see somebody who doesn't normally post on Instagram post. That's what I feel like this is. I will be that person in your comments like, oh my God, I'm so happy you're here, blah, 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 blah. And if you're a returning viewer, I'm very happy to have you back. And if you're somebody new, I appreciate you. And I'm thankful you're here. I hope you guys can take something away from our conversation today. As always, if you have any comments or anything, you could always slide in my DMs or in the comments here. I do have a Discord too, if you're somebody that's interested in that. Please don't ask me the name of it. I don't know anything about Discord. I just go on it and I write my messages and I'm out. I don't know anything. Like, somebody was like, oh, what's your Discord? I don't know. Is it Cinderella? Maybe. It'll be in the description box, 100%. I am very excited to add some kind of modules. I will be incorporating a lot of things like my music. I don't make music. I'm talking about, you know, my interpretations of them, what they symbolize, what they mean to me. I will be doing more of that on here. That's one of the things. Another thing is guests. I'm going to be having some guests. Not so many, but enough. I'm very excited for them. You guys really don't know what's in store. And I'm very excited for this season. I'm very excited to be back. I'm very thankful to have a brain. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for watching this episode. I will see you in my next one. Damn, should I do my outro that I do for my personal channel? I mean, it is me. Like Lady Whistledown. She is Penelope. Penelope is Lady Whistledown. I am Sydney Hyatt. I am Cinderella. I am your host from Colorless Oranges. And I'll see you and you, and you in the back, soon. That was good, actually. That was, like, really good. I'm nervous.